Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, if you feel stupid or ugly, then remember that Belle Delphine is just a really ugly woman wearing a wig and makeup, selling bathwater to simps. She's not even a mid, but she's great at marketing and business. She also wasn't fat, and she was neonness. But she got old and boring in popular culture, but she's still making over $1 million a month from her OF page. Men are thirsty and stupid for giving her money, as well as attention. But women have figured out ways to use the internet to scale up their sexuality. Moving on, when will this insanity stop? A 23-year-old teacher was arrested for sleeping with a 13-year-old student and getting pregnant by him. Now this sort of behavior is spreading to India, I see. At least in India, they call it sexual abuse. And because it is India, I wouldn't be surprised if they forced that 13-year-old to marry her. This will continue happening everywhere until schools eventually start hiring masculine male teachers for female teachers to smash on break instead of their students. Number three, this street meat here will do anything that his wife won't do, including making biscuits and gravy, no doubts. Maybe she also knows how to keep quiet. How about maybe she can also take accountability for her poor decisions? Admit when you're wrong. Apologize. Yeah, I don't think so either. Most modern women are no longer learning the art of keeping a man's belly full and balls empty. That's why men are going overseas to Eastern Europe or Southeast Asia, because women there still know how to do that. Up next, Tara says she learned about how some men buy pictures of women in the buff, and then send those pictures to their fathers, employers, the church, etc. She's sad because she never knew such people existed. My guess is that Tara doesn't have a job anymore, is estranged from her father, and was kicked out by her church, and that's why she's so mad. Many right-wing Christian types would probably just say that the man sending those pictures was just doing God's work. Number five, where's this woman give, send, go account? Because people will want to send her some money. She's charged with kidnapping a baby with two men and setting it on fire, and leaving him to meet his maker on a Louisiana railway track. Her career as an engineer has unfortunately been cut short, I see. People will try and spin this the other way and claim that she's just being a victim of racism. But it's the kid's white mom's fault too. She asked the black woman, her girlfriend at the time, to end the kid. Moving on, Robert here says that present-day sub-Saharan Africans can trace up to 19% of their genetic ancestry to extinct archaic hominid species like Homo erectus and Homo habilis. But that DNA is not present in Asians or Caucasians. What do you suppose that means? It probably means that genetics are racist. Either that or Caucasians and Asians are aliens. This discredits the theory that Europeans and Asians ended up walking out of Africa. If we did, we would at least have some of that DNA in us. Number seven, this guy's crush broke up with him because she monkey-branched to another man with money. Then he worked hard and became rich, and his crush's daughter married him instead. Looks like gold digging runs in the family. He'll be gone sooner rather than later, and this woman will take all of his wealth and have a comfortable life, and probably give some of it to her mother too. He thinks he won, but in the long run he lost because his cash and prizes will go to two gold digger generations. Up next, looks like this woman is setting a trap. She says to guys, get her pregnant and you don't have to pay child support, and you can block her afterwards because all she wants is a baby. In reality, this is just a way for women to trick a chat into commitments. Of course, he's going to want to keep seeing his kid, and therefore, he's still going to want to be in her life to some extent. Men don't generally abandon their children. It's the courts that usually make us do it. Never put a baby in the belly of a woman with baby rabies. Number nine, this wayman says that every man who's masturbated within the last week has a distinct smell to girls, and that women can just tell. To me, this sounds like something only a woman that's been run through would say. She probably smelled her own breath to compare first. If what she says is true, then every man would smell to her almost all the time. She probably doesn't want guys to coon because when they have sex, it's easier for them to fall in love and commit to her. It all comes down to control. Moving on, somebody says that Grandpa owns an onion farm and occasionally decides to take a nap in the middle of the field. Of course he does. It's probably the only place he knows he can get some peace and quiet from his wife, and out in the middle of the field, he knows her voice is too far away to reach him. It's either that or his wife won't let him into the house because he smells like onions. One of these days, Grandpa will have a stroke in that field and no one will come to his rescue because they think he's just taking a nap. Number 11 here is sharks ending 10 people every year, looking at coconuts killing 150 every year. Why would coconuts do that? It's always those damn coconuts hating on humans and not wanting to share the beach. The 150 number is not supported though. The number is probably closer to 20. But hippos say hold my beer to both sharks and coconuts, because they end 500 people every single year. And Pablo Escobar released them in Colombia, and by 2035 there'll be 1,000 of them out there in the wild. Up next, this woman says that her trans son told her she had a boy before the age of 2. I guess it must have been telepathy, because before the age of 2, kids can't even use two words together. It's only at the age of 2 do they actually start putting two words together like, want milk. Yeah, nobody's buying this, and it's the mothers that are the common denominator of trans kids. They're the ones messing with their gender identity. This is called being groomed by their mother. Take that kid away. Number 13, remember guys, the women like this say they need a break from boys. But then their abstinence plans fly out the window when a Chad approaches her. It's usually Chad or nothing for most modern women. Remember guys, if you want to get laid, then don't try and skip genetics day at the gym. Her post got over 200,000 likes. It's so over for most guys, unless of course you're both good looking and rich these days. Moving on, remember guys, that all trans women are obsessed with at least one of these four. My money's on the rocket for most of them. Either that or they want the semen on the aircraft carrier. And that has dual meaning, of course. Many trans women are dudes in disguise trying to get their hands on a straight man. Autistic men also tend to become more obsessed with one of these categories. That makes sense because the majority of trans women are actually autistic for some reason. Number 15, a guy went to the office, and a woman at work shamed him by saying he put on weight. He said it looks like he's finally catching up to her. And just like that, he's a villain for calling a woman fat after she called him fat. This is genius, and if anyone ever says that I'm packing on the pounds, I'll just say I'm trying to catch up to them. Looks like someone doesn't like the taste of her own medicine, and has now turned the entire office against him. If a woman acts up, always mention her weight. Up next, here's an example of girl math. This one says that all the good men are in relationships, and the single men are available, because there's something wrong with them. So if a single woman desires to have a family, she only has one option. Steal somebody else's boyfriend. I've seen them do this, and they want someone vetted by another woman. So if we reverse that, then does that mean that there's something wrong with single women over 30? There is something wrong. They have insanely high standards. Number 17 in 2017, PewDiePie caused the adpocalypse by saying the N-word and costing him millions of dollars. Meanwhile, in 2025, a mother becomes a millionaire by saying the N-word, and Ye makes millions more rapping about Mr. Mustache and saluting him. Looks like the crackers are finally a little bit salty. I also didn't realize that black folks called white folks things like mayo monkey, peckerwood, culture vultures, and chalk children. Moving on, New Hampshire was the first U.S. state that's actually starting a strategic Bitcoin reserve. Arizona was going to be the second, and the state legislature voted to create it. But this Karen governor decided to veto the bill. And of course, doesn't she look bitter to you? This is a mistake, and a decade from now, she's going to be remembered as a fool. Bitcoin has massive corrections and rallies, but in the long run, you end up doing fine. I hope the people in Arizona enjoy staying poor because they voted for her. Number 19 looks like it's time to rejoice, as the lamestream media says that failure to find a sexual partner is now considered a disability, according to the World Health Organization. As far as I'm concerned, sex weakens my mind and lowers my testosterone, and makes me disabled. So the way I interpret this, we're all being gaslit. If it truly is a disability, then doesn't that mean that most husbands are also disabled? Maybe this means the government will start paying for lover bots and dolls for men, so we aren't disabled anymore. Up next, if white people are oppressing minorities by making more money than them, then why do East Asians and Indians make more per capita than all other groups? I guess it's an inconvenient truth if you're on Team Black Lives Matter and are trying to cry discrimination and injustice. Too bad the person drawing this didn't have the balls to put on the highest earning demographic, the tiny hats. Who is really privileged in our soy society? Number 21, this lawmaker in Illinois pushes for a bill to legalize people attacking the police for people having mental health episodes. That probably means that if a cop shoots somebody that's attacking them with a weapon and ends them, the cop will be liable if that person was having some sort of mental health episode. This would basically ban the police from using self-defense. Communists usually try and undermine the police to cause chaos. Typical. Moving on, a French farmer found a gold mine worth 4 billion euros in his garden, but the state ended up confiscating it from him. He should have kept it a secret and slowly pulled the gold out without telling anybody. He shouldn't have run his mouth about it. Another lesson we can learn about this is to buy Bitcoin because the government can't confiscate it from you because it technically doesn't exist. You can always leave the country and go someplace else to get your money. Also, gold is not as scarce as people make it out to be. Number 23, how will women ever manipulate men now that we know all about their tricks regarding shaming language? Looks like you're a gay incel and who hurt you won't work anymore. Just tell them it has no effect and that they look fat when they tell you that. Women will have to step up their game of false accusations and threats with the police. The threat of violence and incarceration is all they have now. Calling us toxic has lost most of its meaning. Up next, a BBC presenter with a name I can't pronounce says that an overwhelmingly white workplace affects his mental health. So leave your job or the UK entirely if it bothers you. Don't try and shame the BBC to fire all its white people. This is like going to a baseball game and complaining about baseball fans. He looks Indian, and they like to fill a new workplace with people from their own background. That's what they do. It's a form of racism that we tend to accept. Number 25 and the last one, what possesses women to do stuff like this? And I emphasize the word possessed because this looks like the work of a demon. This all started off as just one tattoo, and in the end, she looks like she lost a bet with a Ouija board. Maybe her plan was never to be objectified by a man ever again. Also, why cut off your nose like that? The crazy part is she probably thinks that she looks beautiful like this. So that's it for other memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.